now please kindly welcome me, Van Elton. Thank you.
What Have I Done? My Autobiography, written and read by Ben Elton. For my wife Sophie and our children, Bert, Lottie and Fred. '2012 to 2014. More slaggings and a funeral. I've been quite resistant to the idea of writing my autobiography. There seem to be so many of them these days. If you've appeared on the TV or played a bit of sport, you do an autobiography. Often more than one. My dear friend Stephen Fry's done three, and I'm not sure he's got out of short trousers yet. But I've just turned 65, which is starting to feel really not quite young anymore. My mother also died recently, leaving me a very old orphan. And frankly, there's a lot of dementia about, so if I'm ever going to tell my story, I probably better get on with it. I did think about it once before, in the early summer of 2014. In fact, I got quite fired up about the idea. There were two reasons for this: the splenetic media reaction to a sitcom I'd just done, and the death of Rick Mayall. I know that sounds wrong, putting a bunch of shitty reviews next to the deeply tragic passing of a lifelong friend as if they're of equal importance. I mean, they were seriously shitty reviews, but all the same. Tragedy-wise, me getting a public pasting is hardly in the same league as the loss of one of the greats of British comedy. Except that, as it happens, the two things were connected. Rick was supposed to have starred in that sitcom, and the fact that he didn't wasn't because he died, but because the BBC rejected him. And the intersection of the two things got me thinking a bit about fame and failure and triumph and disaster, and how much Rick and I had both hated reviews, except the good ones, of course. You know, all the big important stuff. So I started messing around with a biography, but soon realised that I was in the wrong mood, which was sad and angry. And since I'm rarely either of those things, and never for long, it was clearly not in fact a good time to reflect on what had been in general a very happy life. So I dropped it. The show that Rick was rejected from was called The Right Way, and it was a traditional studio-based comedy about a pedantic health and safety officer. You probably missed it. As I say, it was comprehensively savaged and went out at 10:30 on a school night, thus cunningly avoiding its target family audience by a good 2 or 3 hours. The lead was played brilliantly by David Haig. David was Inspector Grimm in my 90s sitcom The Thin Blue Line and is one of my favourite comic actors. But the role of Mr. Wright was originally written for Rick. Sadly, the Beeb didn't want him. It happened like this. In late 2011, the BBC asked me if I'd like to pitch a sitcom idea to them. This was a very pleasant surprise. I'd been in telly wilderness for years and had not expected to be given another chance. I certainly wasn't going to miss this one. To a writer of my generation, a sitcom on the BBC is the holy grail of comedy writing. In the days when TV was restricted to just a handful of channels, the great sitcoms lived in the affections of the nation in a way no other TV did or ever will again. So of course I said I'd love to, and told them that I'd like to write something for Rick. Ever since our time working together in the early 1980s, I'd felt that my creative partnership with Rick had been unfinished business. Here was my chance to finish it. And the BBC said, well, okay. And those extra A's are intended to imply a tone of nervous doubt. I imagine you're surprised at that. Since he died, of course, there has been a general recognition of Rick's unique greatness. The many glowing front-page tributes published on the morning after his death took it as a given that he was not merely a man who had once been great, but one who had remained fiercely and uncompromisingly great. Well, let me tell you, that wasn't how it felt before he died. Back in 2012, Rick, like me, hadn't had a major TV gig in forever. But, unlike me, he couldn't spend his days and make his living writing in other mediums, and so he'd experienced some creatively, deeply undermining and financially challenging years, particularly after he'd pulled off his spectacular tragicomic pratfall in which he threw a quad bike into the air and tried to catch it with his head. Rick and I used to call each other the Hasbs, as in has-beens, laughing over the inevitable fading